We're joined by Fred Eng for the National Alliance for Youth Sports, who's working internationally in Africa as well to provide the wonderful teaching of values and its benefits through sport out there. And Fred, I've got to think that there is some impact, some echo from the efforts of people like Dominique Dawes and Amy Mullins in terms of how it affects the perception of girls at the younger ages as well. Do you see any change in how girls are being coached and also how women coaches are conducting themselves?
Well, let me put it this way very quickly, Nick, because I enjoy hearing Dominique and Amy there talking about it. But if you think of sports as a pyramid, where we need to develop girls for sports participation as it gets higher to the top of the pyramid, and let's call that the Olympics, is giving them the opportunity at the base of the pyramid. That's what the program we're doing worldwide called Game On Youth Sports throughout Africa. And that is where the emphasis needs to be, giving young girls the opportunity for skills and knowledge and motivation to play sports.
Let's get back to Amy. As a leader, you've actually been someone who is, you've been involved in magazines where there is a tendency, shall we say, for magazines to portray women for their physical beauty in a way that maybe men are not. Do you see any increase or decrease in sexism in general and how magazines and the media cover you?
Cover me in particular or women?
Cover you through your own lens.
Well, I certainly have noticed a difference. I mean, I've been really privileged to be an athlete with disability who was mainstreamed, but that happened because of a large part of insistence on my part to focus on the athleticism and not the human interest side of my story. And that took a little bit of time. That took some years, but certainly I've come a long way in the way the media covers me and my story. I think as far as sexism goes, we have a long way to go. It's part of the advertising strategy of certainly the Western media that a certain importance is placed on a physical attractiveness, and I do think that that carries for men as well as women, but in not such a great amount as it does for women. I do think it's changing, though. I mean, I was just at a luncheon the other day, and Danica Patrick was being honored, and certainly, you know, her athletic accomplishments as well as someone like Dominique or Julie Foudy or Mia Hamm, that's what is highlighted first. And you know, we're looking at the first generation right now of Title IX athletes, so I'm very excited to see what happens in the next decade.